Blackstone Audio presents A Shooting Star by Wallace Stegner. Chapter 1. Except for an occasional dry question, he left the talking to her, waiting while she fought out the difficult words. It was as if he applied a pump. She could feel the contents of her insides, discolored and poisonous, being exposed to his laboratory scrutiny. If he had said anything, anything, to indicate that he felt as a wronged husband should feel. But that controlled suspension of judgment, that look not critical but only clinical, as if the gross symptoms of treachery were to be gathered together objectively like the symptoms of peptic ulcers. Any distress before or after eating? Any blood in the stools? In the middle of it, the telephone rang. He excused himself and left her. It felt like being left in an obstetrical chair, and when he returned, he said in his dry and level voice that they would have to postpone it. He had to go out on a call. She could not believe she had heard him right. Now? She said. Right when we... Oh, Burke, isn't this one time... I'm sorry, I'm afraid I have to. His forehead, smooth and high under the thinning front hair, shone in the light from the hall. With a terrible, complicated feeling of pity, shame, and protectiveness, she recognized in her very hands how his forehead felt, its smoothness and bareness, at times when she touched it testing for fever, or put her palm there to flatten out wrinkles of fatigue or strain. Yet she was still glaring at him, unable to control the warping of her mouth. Somebody's stomach ache? Probably somebody's...